Welcome to the Diamonds and Pearls podcast for the woman who's creating her own path to freedom, walking in her sovereignty and creating an impact using her intuitive gifts. We will chat divine feminine energy, aligning with your purpose, and connecting with women who are here to serve as a leader and create an impact in the collective consciousness. My name is Jessica Shugart, and I'll be your host, and I'm so happy to have you part of this sisterhood, this collective, where we can rise up together. So if you're ready, let's dive right in. What's up, beautiful ladies? Welcome to another episode of the Diamonds and Pearls podcast. So excited to bring to you a new episode. I have a guest that I brought in. She's actually a returning guest that's been on the podcast already, Pranita. She is a soul sister of mine. We've actually done some work together as far as working in a coaching container. And she is a spiritual coach and leader. She is all about really helping her clients heal and alchemize within their bodies, their subconscious mind, so that they can show up as that sovereign leader. So excited to bring you this episode. We talked about how to connect with your spirit guides, the collective energy, and just some fun, you know, real talk about entrepreneurship. We're on this journey of having a business, what that's like, the ebbs and flow of it, and really how to hold yourself in this process, right? Because there are definitely going to be ebbs and flows, ups and downs, contrast and expansion, right? So we get to really hold ourselves in this process. So before we get started, I just wanted to share a couple updates. If you're looking to really dive deep into feminine embodiment work, energy alchemy, feminine leadership, and really getting clear on your role in this season, in this time in your journey, I would love to invite you to book a call with me. I have a free 30-minute feminine flow clarity call, just guiding you and just really supporting you where you are in your journey. As well, I have my one-on-one mentorship that is actually, I have two spots open left. This is an intimate 3-month container where we're able to really help you in this process of healing, and healing in a somatic way through the body, through the mind, subconscious programming, that we get to rewrite our stories and really show up as that sovereign leader you are. So I know that sometimes this journey can feel like, am I making progress? Am I doing what I need to do? And having that accountability is really powerful. Having a mentor to hold space for you, to see you and support you during your process and journey. I know how transformational it's been for myself having these mentors in my life. Excuse me. I'm going to grab a sip of my drink here. But in this container, you get a virtual container where there's a lot of resources that I give you, homework that we have in that container together. There's a lot of EFT, there's tapping, there's energy alchemy, Reiki sessions, healing sessions that we do. Just so much to really support you and guide you in your journey. So if you're interested in more details, head over to Instagram at Jessica Shugart. There's a link in my bio for an application. Or if you want to book a call with me to see if this is a good fit for you, you can also do that as well. So, all right, ladies. Thank you for tuning in today. I'm excited to bring you this episode. We'll love your feedback. Let me know your thoughts. What were your takeaways? Me and Pranita and I would love to hear from you. So thank you, girls. Enjoy the show. Us today, Pranita, you guys have actually have heard her before. She's been here. So this will be a second time that she's on the show. We had such a juicy conversation the last time. We talked about astrology. We talked about ancestral healing. And just really your self-sovereignty as well. We talked about that. So today we're going to dive into a couple more fun, juicy topics. And I just want to have her introduce herself and just share a little bit about her if you guys did not hear that first episode. And then we'll dive into all the juiciness today that we're going to share.
Hey, fam. So I'm Pranita. I was on the podcast before. I am a healer and a spiritual coach. So me and Jessica are very much aligned in the things that we do and the things that we talk about. But I am also a astrology nerd. And that's what I was saying in the last one. I'm not an expert. I just know a little bit, definitely more than the average person. But, and I think today too, we can maybe share some collective themes and energy and stuff like that. It'd be very good for you guys. Very uplifting, very positive energy that I'm feeling. I know some people are, but I'm definitely feeling that. But yeah, so let's get into it.
I love it. Thank you. And I always love your positive energy. I'm always like, can feel it in your stories. And you're just always like, let's affirm today, ladies. What are we affirming? What are we calling in? What are we bringing forth? So that's beautiful. I just think that's important to shed light on that. You know, sometimes we definitely have like our ups and downs, but we don't always want to sit in it either. So I feel like to have that shift is important too. So,
I just wanted to say about the positive energy. I feel like everyone needs to know their role in, you know, the collective and what we're all here to do. We are all one, but we are all stronger in different things. And I think mine is very much carrying the light and anchoring in that light. So I try to always be that. I'm very good at transmuting the energy. So it still hits me. Trust me, like things hit me and, you know, and I sit in it for a second and then I release it and then you transmute it to light. So that's what I'm here for.
Yeah. And I could see that very much so. And I love that you said the role that we play. That's beautiful. And I agree 100%. I think we all have different gifts and abilities and strengths, and it's really about like tuning into that, right? And I know that this was probably something that you've kind of worked towards, right? To kind of see like this was like your thing, right? Like that you're being guided to lead and to just, you know, show people like it doesn't have to always be this way. We get to like choose, right?
Exactly.
We get to choose our energy. So I wanted to kind of go into this, you know, sharing your story about how you're very intuitive and you're very connected with your gifts. So, which I love talking about. I'm always really about helping women to connect with that, right? So what is your gifts, right? What are the things that you're really good at and that come naturally to you? So one of your gifts is really to connect with your spirit guides and your teams and to be able to really share that message of like the collective energy and how you're feeling.
For sure.
You know, sharing that message. So can you share a little bit about your experience about like getting started with this? Like what was it like? Like, when did you know that you know, can connect with your guides?
When did you know? That's the real question. When did you know? I'm definitely going to, you know, when you pop up my podcast, we got to talk about that too. But, as a kid, I feel like you always know, but you typically kind of shy away from it because it's not your norm, or people will be like, you're crazy. What are you talking about? You know, when you hear about like psychics and readers and all that kind of stuff, when you're younger, or if you're not in the spiritual community already, you will see it as like, oh, like, what is that? That person is crazy, whatever. You just like brush it off. But I always had gifts, and I used to see spirits as a kid, and very much like what I would be like in my room at night, low key, like kind of sleeping, but like partially awake, you know, that in between state. And I would always see spirits kind of like pop up on the corner of my bed. And I didn't know what that was and why it was happening until I got much older and I had my spiritual awakening. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this whole time, like, who wouldn't, like, I didn't even put it together. I was just, honestly, I was brushing it off. I was like, oh, I'm having bad dreams. Like, I'm just, maybe I'm seeing ghosts. I don't know. It's fine. I would just like brush it off, but they were trying to connect to me. And I wish I had the knowledge that I have now then, because I would have been connecting definitely a lot more to those spirits and those energies. But now, you know, I'm very in tune with my guides. I'm very in tune with collective energy. I had my spiritual awakening, and that made me realize like, okay, your third eye is like wide open. And that's why you have been always very intuitive. And I don't love titles, but you know, some people be like psychic and things like that, and clairaudient, clairvoyant, and things like that. But I see a lot of messages, like visions basically through my third eye. And then I connect very strongly energetically with my spirit guides, and they kind of just like lead me. I don't know if this is with you. You let me know if you can connect to this also. My spirit guides sometimes like talk to me, but it sounds like a voice in your head that is your voice. Do you know what I mean? Like they say something to you and you're like, where did that thought come from? But I'm like, those are your guides talking to you. Mm. It took me a while to kind of like discern between, is that my voice or is that someone else's voice? And a lot of the times it's your spirit guides communicating with you. So if you have a thought randomly pop in, it's like, where did that thought come from? Those are your guides. They're connecting with you. And the more I just dug into spirituality and the more I dug into meditation and really honing in on my third eye, knowing that that was my strongest gift was that third eye being open and seeing visions, that really helped me to connect even further and even deeper. So yeah, I have that. But now sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm channeling too much. Like, I'm like, calm down.
Well, you got to set the boundaries, right? So oh my God, yeah. You got to just be like, we're off clock peoples right now. Yes.
That's why people who are super like empathic, you just can't be around too many people because it's so overwhelming. You're getting like information download. You're picking up on how people are feeling, what people are thinking. Even sometimes too, a lot when someone opens their energy to me, we can just be having a conversation. But the second you do that, I'm flooded with messages. Like, and I have to a lot of times kind of like hold back and be like, okay, I'm just gonna, not my client, not my problem.
And you got to reserve yourself. It's funny because I feel like as intuitives, a lot of times, you know, and healers, we want to help people, right? And then it's like you're trying to like, you're like, okay, well, the boundaries, you know, like, which is really important, as you know, like, you know what that's like. And if we don't do that, we end up burning ourselves out and we end up just like feeling drained energetically. So I think that's really important too. So I love that you said that. But so I'm curious. Okay. So like you connected with your guides at a really young age. Mm-hmm. Like what was, okay. So my experience with connecting with guides, I'll share too. Well, it's a little different too, because when I got attuned in Reiki, I definitely, my gifts like opened up a lot. And I agree with you, like the voice that you hear sometimes it is your voice. Like when you're someone with a client, and a message is coming through, it's like, it is in my own voice sometimes. But it's like a random thing. And I'm like, what is that? Like, like it's so random. And it's like, okay, well, we're going to go with it. This is what's coming through. And then when you go and talk to the client and you're like, does this resonate? And they're like, oh my God. Like, they're like, yes, it does. Like, it's so
like, crazy. How do you know this?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. But so when you see your guides, like, is it like a shadow? Like, what is that like? Is it like the sixth sense, you know, like when you just like see?
Right. What was the little boy from the movie? I see dead people. That sounds so bad. But yeah, that was definitely me. So as a kid, which is very interesting, we can talk about this too. I think as kids, we're so much, you know, more open, and our energy is, I think our soul is a bit more clear. Like we haven't accumulated karma and trauma and wounds like that haven't like weighed down our soul basically. And I feel like I was more a clear channel as a kid. So I used to see spirits clear as day, like a person standing, just clear face features, everything. I used to see it so clear. Now it comes through differently. So it comes in, you know, sometimes it's a shadow. Sometimes I'll feel almost like, have you ever felt like just like the temperature will change? Like I'll feel like either like a breeze or like something. And then I'll just like feel something next to me. And I'm like, okay. And before I've actually had a spirit that was so close to me, which I honestly believe it was my grandma, cause I was pulling cards. And it was so close to me. I felt like it was sitting on my soul, which I don't even know how to express that, but I could feel their energy basically like on me. Something will kind of like lower like in my shoulders and I'll feel very like heavy. And I'm like, okay, there's literally a spirit like right like next to me. Mm-hmm. So I just feel it so much more now energetically more than anything. Mm-hmm. And then like you were saying, when your guides speak to you and they say something to you, I will hear that in my head. And then a lot of the times too, they will use my third eye and show me a glimpse of something, or they will point something out to me in the room. Or if I'm doing cards, mm-hmm. they'll point out an image to me and then they'll tell me what that means.
Mm. So, wow. So that's so cool. So like, do you have a practice like to kind of get you connected into hearing your spirit guides? Or is this just, let's just say somebody wants to start connecting with their guides, right? Is there a practice? Is it just something that happens? Like, is it a relationship kind of thing? That's what I kind of think of when you're connecting with your guides. Like, what is your experience with it?
So I think communication is key, just like it is in relationships. Mm-hmm. Also with your guides, it's very important. Just because you can't see them does not mean they're not there. Mm. You know what I mean? They're definitely there majority of the time. So I think communicate with them. Even if you're sitting in your room by yourself and say you're going through a tough period and you wish you had guidance and clarity, mm-hmm. ask them. Give me a sign, guides. I don't know what to do with this specific situation. Can you give me a sign? When you see that sign, that's confirmation that A, they are listening and they're communicating with you. Mm-hmm. And B, like you're not alone and they are guiding you and helping you and giving you the clarity that you need. So I think communication is key. And then meditation is like also it's the basics of spirituality, but it is one of the most powerful things that you can do. You know, that was the thing that helped me open up my third eye more than anything was meditation. So definitely start there.
Okay. So do you like meditate every day, or is it like what is your practice with meditation? Like how long did it take you to have like a practice?
So the other thing is too, I mean, I think if you're on a spiritual journey and you want to start opening up your gifts, mm-hmm. doing your healing will help you to open up those gifts even more. Because like I was talking about before, I think the soul gets very dense with trauma and wounds and karma, and it brings our vibration down. Mm-hmm. And the more you heal, the lighter you become, and the higher your vibration is, the easier it becomes for you to connect. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why healing is very important. So in whichever way that looks like to you, there's so many things you can do. You can meditate, you can get a coach and who you align with, who can help you move through a lot of those darker, heavier energies to release it. And before you know it, you will start receiving more insight, more messages. And definitely, I know you do the same thing as me, but your morning routine as well is key to you maintaining that higher vibration and staying in that frequency. So you can be in alignment. You can be connected to the higher and your intuition and everything like that. Mm. But you made me think of something. I actually have a client that I've been working with, my longest client. She never spoke of like having gifts or anything like that. She was just, you know, starting to tap into her spirituality. Mm-hmm. But here we are a year later, and now she's telling me certain things that she's seeing and witnessing and that's changing in her life. Mm. And I'm like, oh, so she's tapping in now. Whoa. Like she's getting messages, she's getting downloads. And I'm like, she's just healing so much and releasing so much that now like she is more in tune and she is more very self-aware. Her consciousness is like, you know, it's up there. She's very in tune. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, this is what I came here to do.
I love that so much. And that's so beautiful to see like that growth and that progress. And I think sometimes people forget, like, this is something that I was talking about a couple weeks ago, is that you can't rush your healing. Like, I feel like this process is not, it's not something that happens overnight. And I know like we're humans, you know, like we have an instant gratification world, like everything we want, we want it like this, right? We want that text. We have access to this and this and this and that, right? Yeah. I do think that there's a lot of quantum like leaping that we can do for sure. But at the same time, I also think that there is this like pause, right? The surrender. There's like this moment of like stepping back, like, all right, like I'm not going to force things, like, yeah. Because then we end up having this like energy of like, rushing and feeling like we're not doing enough and we're not fixing it and we're broken. It's like, why can't I make things work? And it's like, oh, and it's like that energy of like, you know, do you know what I mean?
it's like a ball of energy. So that's what we were talking about previously before we hopped on was like that the whole month of February was kind of like a portal energy, right? Mm-hmm. Because we had the 2/2/22 and then it kind of closed out at 2/22/22. But that whole month, it was that those struggles, like those things were coming up. We felt like I'm trying to succeed, but nothing's happening. I'm trying to make this happen, but nothing's happening. Like just constantly coming up against things. Mm-hmm. And even us as coaches, sometimes we have to learn the hard way, surrender, trust, you know, listen to your guidance. That was the thing more than anything that I kept getting, surrender, trust. And the more I kept surrendering and like just giving it to the divine, the more things started to shift for me. Mm-hmm. So I know what you mean. Like, it's like a ball of chaos.
Yeah, seriously is. And it's just like, you feel like it's, you get very frustrated and then you feel like, okay, it's just a very forced energy, right? So versus like being in our feminine, you know, is like to bring it to the feminine, the masculine. It's like, how can I lean back into this energy, right? And see what it is that I need to align with, right? Get back into my truth, or maybe I need to just pivot a little bit or shift this. And we talked about this before getting on here about that, you know, being not in alignment with where we need to be, right? So allowing ourselves to shift when we need to shift, and then also knowing that it's not really about, like, as an entrepreneur, there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs, and there's times where things aren't flowing as naturally as we would like. But it's also giving us permission to kind of, like you said, lean into that surrender and trust that the higher plan, the higher thing is going to work out for us, right? Versus like trying to force things and trying to be in that energy. So
absolutely. I honestly been saying a lot lately, which, because like you were saying, being an entrepreneur, there's these constant ups and downs. And that's something that you're not really, you don't fully understand until you're in it. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, whoa, like it is a roller coaster. But, you know, if it wasn't for the passion and the drive that we have to keep these businesses going, we would have given up already because it's not easy. Mm. But one of the things that kept coming up for me was like the surrender, the trust. And then also too, knowing that if this was placed on my heart, it is meant for me. And I kept, like, that was something, a message that kept coming through to me that I have to keep, you know, reiterating to myself and like keep on repeat in my brain when those hard days come up. I'm like, if this is meant for me, it is going to happen. And that's being in that flow and allowing it to happen. And the more I've stepped into that, the more things have just like transformed and shifted so quickly. Mm. But that's what I was saying about this energy. We are truly planting seeds for what we want our spring and our year to look like. So even in the chaos, you have to be in that sovereignty. You have to be in that alignment, because those are the things you're going to start to see trickling in as time goes on. The manifestation energy of 2022 is strong, like really strong. And so we just have to remember that and always come back to that place of balance and alignment and trusting.
Yes. Balance. Oh, it's that word. Yeah. I go to yoga and she's always like, in yoga, it's all about balance. And I'm just like, I'm a Libra. And I'm like, oh, this is my life story. It's like that balance back and forth. I agree so much. It's the dance between the masculine and the feminine energies. It's that back and forth. It's just allowing yourself to flow right into that first, like forcing things. But again, that's our nature, right? As humans, is that we want things to happen here, now, and
quickly. Yep. This needs to happen right now. But here's the thing too. We always want it to happen our way. Mm. And sometimes our way is not the right way. And sometimes we're like, no, but it's supposed to look like this. And then we get frustrated when it doesn't look like that, you know, like for my retreat, for example, in my mind, it was going to look a specific way, right? Mm-hmm. That's not what the divine had planned. Like, cause then everything got changed and shifted around, and it's like, now it's completely something different. And it's beautiful and it's still in alignment with me. But they were like, no, you were going at this the wrong way. You're thinking about it the wrong way. So it's like, just trust that it's going to work out the way that it's meant to, even if sometimes you have to pivot a little bit. That's okay.
Mm, yeah, you know? 100%. I love that. And I think it's, that can be hard sometimes too, in a sense, because you're just like letting go of our desire, like not our desires, but just like our way of having it unfold, you know, at the same time. And we're human, you know, it's like we kind of like want these things to happen, but then it's like, okay, well, it'll happen, but just in a different way.
Yeah, it'll happen. Like, even though it's so triggering to say it, but divine timing. You know what I mean? Sometimes when readers say that, I'm like, oh, that's so triggering. But honestly, it's true. And you have to be joyful in the waiting process, and not everything aligns perfectly. Otherwise, because if you think about it, you're never going to be happy. We're always waiting for something. We're always wanting to manifest something else. We're always wanting to level up in some way. You're never going to be happy if you're always thinking about what's going to happen down the line. What about now? Mm. Like, what about what you have now? That's like being in that present energy and just appreciating the present moment. Because if you live so much in the future, you're never going to appreciate the now. Mm-hmm. Which is something me as like this Gemini moon, I'm like constantly like, I'm like, well, in the future. But then I'm like, no, Pranita, be grounded, be present, be in the now.
I think it's an important message to just remind everyone, you know, the power of being in presence, you know, and not rushing things and enjoying this journey, because I know as cliche as it sounds, you know, but it really is about that, because you're so right. You know, it's like we're always like rushing things. I know for myself, I was very much in my masculine energy for so long. It was like, all right, what can I put out next? What can I do this? What's the next thing? And it's like, what's really going on here? Right. Cause there's something that we really need to kind of sit with. We have these attachment theories. Have you heard of attachment theories?
Not specifically. So go ahead and explain.
Yeah. So it's like, there's just different ways that sometimes when we're launching things as business owners, as coaches and healers, there's a lot of like trauma that can come up in our business, right? So that things that we experience in our own life really kind of shift into our own business, right? So some of these patterns that we have even show up in our business, right? Mm-hmm. So just kind of seeing like, oh, well, why do I keep, you know, doing this? And it's like, that's interesting. And just having that, like, you know, being observant about it and just aware, and in a non-judgmental way, not judging ourselves, but in a sense, like, seeing like, what is a bigger lesson here that I need to learn, right? So have like those wounds, and we've got the ancestral healing, like all these different things that maybe we kind of need to look at a deeper level, so that we can show up in that grounded space, you know, so that we can move to the next thing or even just wait in that presence. Mm-hmm. So I'm just preaching now. So
yeah, no, I mean, I'm listening. I'm like, it's like we're on a coaching call. I'm like, yes, you're being my coach. I'm like, very true. No, but it's totally true. All of our shadows, those things, and those, I guess, like you were saying, like theories, but these cycles repeat. Mm-hmm. And that's when you have to look inward and go, well, where is this coming from?
Right.
It's something that I'm putting out. And you know, what is this all about? So we're definitely always in that healing, learning, growing phase, no matter if you're a coach or not, you know what I mean? We're always still healing and growing. And I love that on your stories and stuff like that, you always talk about that. You always are very like transparent, like I'm moving through this right now. And you know what I mean? And I think that's kind of like some of the difference between a coach and someone who might not be a coach, is just someone who has a lot of the tools and knowledge. And so you know how to shift out of that energy. Mm. You know how to transcend it, move it into something else. You know how to self-evaluate and heal yourself. You know what I mean? That's something very powerful to learn. And once you figure that out, like, you're pretty much good.
And that, isn't that crazy? Because we're coaching ourselves in our own process too. So,
yeah.
And that's the beauty of this, is that we're an embodiment of it, right? Of the work. So it's like, if we can move through it, you can move through it, right? So and at times it seems hard. It feels like you're not making progress. And it's like, we get to share our journey because we know that this is the work that really is transformational, right? Like, this is like the liberation. I saw like what you were sharing last week about how you shifted in your spiritual awakening and how that's like really shifted a lot for yourself, like how you show up, how you look, like your embodiment. So we really have to be in integrity with like the stuff that we're teaching. So I think that's, you know, really important.
You can't just preach it. You got to also be it, you know?
And that's not always easy. So
it's not. It's not. But then the thing is too, we can actually talk about this a little bit. I'm curious your view, because I've seen this a lot in the spiritual community. It's though you're meant to be perceived one way, you're meant to look one way, you're meant to think one way. And I'm like, no, I hate being in a box of any sort. Do not put me in a box. That's why I don't like titles. When people are like, what are your specific gifts? I'm like, I don't like titles, but I see visions. Sometimes I hear them, you know what I mean? Like, so, but it's really interesting in the spiritual community. It's like people assume that you must be one way. And it's like, no, we were just very much once extremely broken people. And we figured out how to heal ourselves. And then we realized the beauty that comes from it. And we want to share it with everyone else. And just because we're different or we look different or we have different views does not mean that like we're not spiritual. You know, when I was stepping into the spiritual community, I was like, oh, I don't fit there. You know, I was like, wait, how does that work? Like, I don't look like all these people. Like, you know, some people can be very like woo woo kumbaya. And I was like, I don't feel like that's always me. Like, I kind of want to talk about the Kardashians sometimes. Like,
yes, we are multidimensional people. We're very multidimensional. And I agree 100%. And I feel like that a lot of times too, because I'm all into Reiki. I'm all into energy work. I'm into spirituality, but I also like, you know, to have like that sensual side of me, the playful side of me. Yeah. Like, there's not like one right or wrong way of this, right? So we get to, like, I agree 100%. I think that when we put ourselves in a box, it restrains us. And I think there's so many of us women that really don't feel like we should like fit into that box.
Yeah.
We feel like, you know, we're quirky or we're funny or we're just, you know, we have all these different sides of us. And it's like, it's okay to have all these parts, right? We get to be wild. Things. We get to be soft. We get to be like, you know, play with all the different energies of like a feminine, you know, leader in a spiritual space. Yeah. And I think that comes back to like a lot of trauma, a lot of like programming that we've been so programmed, right?
So much. That's exactly what it is. Like I said, that's why I pushed my gifts away for so long, because I was programmed to think, if you're seeing spirits, you're crazy. You know what I mean? That's what I was always programmed to think. I'm sure too, even when I talk about it, and like on any platform, it always is in the back of my mind, like someone's going to think I'm like crazy for saying this. You know what I mean? But these are just real things I've experienced. And I'm just telling you my truth. Like, I've just experienced it. That's like people who have like extraterrestrial experiences. Just because you've never experienced something like that doesn't mean it could not be true. No, but we always think that's crazy instead of thinking like more open-minded, or wow, like what if there is more, and what if there's other things people are connecting to, but you know, maybe I haven't experienced it yet, but I could, you know.
A little bit of open mind. You know, like having an open mind. That's an interesting concept. You think like there's a lot of people that are very closed-minded. So it's always nice to, I know for myself, I was very much like that for such a long time. And then I was like, you know what? And it just didn't feel right after a while, because I knew deep down, I'm like, something seems off here. Like I need to expand myself. I need to like learn different things. It's okay to go against the grain. It's okay to try different things. I don't, you know, being raised in a Christian home, it's okay to like have a view of Christianity that might look a little different than other people's view, right?
I totally get you on that one too.
Yeah, like we get to play with, you know, what feels more aligned for our truth. And that's a whole other conversation that we can get.
Oh, God. Religion and spirituality is a whole thing.
Yes.
But
yeah, we don't have time for that one right now. Maybe the next time. And I think we did tap into that in the last episode.
We did.
Yeah.
I remember. I think that's what ended up making the podcast episode so long, is because we were talking about that.
Yes. So we're running out of time. So I wanted to just kind of wrap this up a little bit. And I wanted to ask you, so my podcast focuses really on leadership, on, like, you know, really creating a legacy. And as a feminine leader, my question to you is, what does leadership mean to you as a feminine leader?
Wow. That's such a powerful question, because I just feel like we don't have a lot of feminine leadership in big ways, at least, you know what I mean? On the online space, we're taking over. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. But I would just love to see more feminine leaders in all areas. You know what I mean? But for me, I think it's about us realizing that we are all one and we are all connected. And as a woman, it is our natural, like, nature for us to always want to be nurturing and think, I must do this and I must get married by 30 and I must do this and this and this and this and have a family and kids, and that's what I'm meant to do as a woman. But I think there's so much more to it. Finding your passion and your heart-driven mission is literally everything, and it took me a long time to realize that there's more to life besides relationships and love, because yes, I might have had some codependency that I worked through, but I think as women, I think it's very important for us to dig a little deeper, find what we're passionate about, like our heart-driven mission, because that is the thing that will probably fulfill you more than anything you've ever experienced. And I think that's a beautiful thing, and stepping into those deeper levels of healing so that you can step into maybe leadership in whatever way that looks for you. For us, it's coaching and helping other women. But something that drives you and makes you happy and following that heart-driven mission. So yeah, I think more women need to be leaders. So that's what I'm thinking.
I love it.
We need to take over the world.
That's right. I feel like there is definitely a rise for sure. And so much beauty in that, what you just shared, you know, what leadership means to you, because it might look different for everybody else. So,
yeah.
And, you know, getting into your mission, and I love it. All of it. I love it. Love it. Love it. So thank you so much for sharing and for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, of course. Can you share how everyone can kind of connect with you and find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram, Love Always Pranita, or you can find me on TikTok, which is, I just changed it recently, Pranita Spiritual Lounge, which is also my podcast. Jessica will be on there soon.
Yes.
And then also too, I just want to say, I am holding a retreat in Sedona very soon. And so I am opening spaces for that. If you feel in any sort of alignment with me or the things that I'm doing, please reach out and connect. I'm very open and we can have a conversation.
Yes, I love it. Thank you, sister. Thank you for being here. And thank you, girls, for tuning in today. You can reach out to Pranita if you have any questions and want to work with her. And we'll talk soon.